We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to talk a little baseball. It sounds nuts, but I think I want to get a couple of things straight now with my man, Robbie Engmakowski. Robbie, what's up?
Marty, I love your show, man.
How do you say your last name? How do you say it, man?
That's it. You just said it.
Is it Polish?
It is, yeah. It's a Polish name, Engmakowski. It's a Polish name, but I'm actually half Italian. I come from the Camerata and Amoroso families on the other side of the state. But my mom married an Engmakowski, so
I love
here
it.
I am.
Robbie's my man, one of the funniest guys I know. He's also a baseball broadcaster, AT&T?
That's correct, AT&T Sportsnet.
All right, so I want, because I don't think folks know what's going on and what's going to happen. So I saw a bunch of media for, is it scrimmages, Robbie? Is that how they're describing them?
Yeah, so what's going on right now, Marty, obviously everybody knows with the shutdown due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Regular spring training was shut down on March 12th. Pirates do their normal training in Bradenton, Florida. That was shut down, and since they started back up, all teams in Major League Baseball held their what they are calling summer camp officially in Major League Baseball is all being held at all their respective home ballparks. So the Pirates are holding theirs at PNC Park right now, and with no opponents to play to this point in time, teams have only been able to play intra-squad scrimmage games, and that's just their way to kind of stay sharp and see, you know, Major League pitching and for pitchers to see Major League hitters as best as possible, because a lot of these guys have been back in their home facilities and home states and home areas, working out with a few other major leaguers that might be close by, but this is their best chance to get reps as close to normal as they can get to seeing major league hitting. So that's why they've done it.
So Robbie, I saw, what are these exhibition games or scrimmages? What is that? Are they playing other teams? Are they televised? What's the deal?
Yeah, so they've regionalized it. So what's happening here, it's actually a good chance for me to sneak in a quick promo that the Pirates are playing the Cleveland Indians for three exhibition games. Two of them are going to be at PNC Park. One of them is going to be at Progressive Field in Cleveland, where the Indians play their home games. And it's going to be Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, the 18th, 20th, and 22nd. And they're all at 7 o'clock, and we're actually televising all three. So for those baseball fans that might be listening to your show, and I know there are a lot of them out there, Mark, they can watch it. We've got pregame and postgame shows starting at 6:30 each night. So you want to get some real live baseball against another Major League Baseball team this Saturday night at 6:30, they can watch it on our station, AT&T Sportsnet. It's going to be pretty cool and pretty exciting.
Robbie Engmakowski with AT&T. So help us out here.
Yes.
Where will you be, my man? No fans, right? None. And where will you physically be?
Yeah, that's correct. So what the plan is as of now, and obviously anything could change day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, given the way the last 4+ months have gone in our world. But the plan as it is for now is to be actually at home games at the ballpark. Now, we're obviously going to be restricted with what we're able to access, all of us as broadcasters and everybody that is, you know, there's a part of the operation from players to coaches to trainers to staff to broadcasters to everybody. And then road games, we are going to originate out of our AT&T Sportsnet studios on the North Shore. So we will not be traveling for road games. We're actually going to be here in Pittsburgh, which is going to be, you know, a unique setup, obviously, because we're accustomed to traveling to each venue to broadcast the games. But it's going to be pretty cool. We got a lot of cool little tricks up our sleeve, Marty, that we're going to present to the fans come July 24th, a week from Friday, when the Pirates open up their season at St. Louis.
Well, my man, Thibodeau, desperate for it. I'm so glad it's happening. Robbie and Mikowski. Hey, Robbie, are you allowed in the stadium at all? At all?
As far as I've been led to believe, yes.
Okay.
For home games. But I'm not going to be able to roam everywhere, obviously, because I think the plan for now, and again, I can't confirm any of this until it's all, you know, become official, but from what I've been led to believe, you're going to see players sitting in the stands.
Oh.
You're going to see, you know, players have been discouraged from high-fiving, spitting, shaking hands, all that stuff. And, I, you know what's cool about this is anybody that watches baseball knows that baseball players have just crazy, funny high-five and handshakes. They do so much funny stuff in the dugout because they got so much idle time to kill.
Yeah.
And they come up with so many silly, funny things. I'm really curious to what these guys are going to come up with when they can't actually give each other high fives. So I'm pretty excited. I think we're going to be entertained with what we see, you know, with the creativity these guys come up with. It's going to be unique seeing baseball players sitting in the stands.
But you're not allowed, I'm not trying to be, you're not allowed actually to interview them in the locker room, nothing, right?
That's correct, yep. That is correct. So we're going to do, well, a lot of access now, and by the way, the Pirates have been just fantastic.
I've heard,
Access day to day, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on the radio. Timmy Trudenich, Dan Hart, everybody, Brian Warecki, they have been fantastic with the access. Given that we are unable to access the clubhouse, in a perfect world, we can walk up to a guy at his locker during clubhouse access time and, you know, do interviews and, you know, get a few nuggets for the broadcast. But you know, we get these guys via Zoom, and hopefully at some point in time down the road, we'll be able to do interviews from, you know, 6 feet away. But I don't know what the plan is for now, but, you know, for the future. But for now, we're able to access guys via Zoom, which I'm sure you've seen on the, you know, on the heard on the radio and seen on the local news. So,
and one more time, Robbie, give us the three games and where folks can catch them. I know the fan has the Saturday game at 7. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, the 18th, 20th, and 22nd. The Pirates are playing the Cleveland Indians in three exhibition games. Saturday's game is at PNC Park. Monday's game is in Cleveland at Progressive Field. And Wednesday's game is at PNC Park. And I assume the Pirates on Thursday are going to fly to St. Louis to open up the season Friday the 24th. So, yeah, live, real, live baseball Saturday night on AT&T Sportsnet. 6:30 pregame. Game at 7, post-game to follow, each of the three exhibition games.
I know you're looking forward to it. You're ready to snap at home.
Hey, can I tell you something, Marty?
Yeah, just
you
us.
You might be an average to halfway decent guy, but you're a hell of a radio show.
I'm what they describe as a big talent, man.
By the way, if you ever say Richie Walsh has the best hair in his business, I'm going to be highly offended.
Well, you don't. Come on, man. Richie Walsh does. Thanks, Robbie.
See you, Martin.
Later, bro. See me using bro? That's my son. My son's 9. I hear him on the, hey, what's up, bro?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.